Hey, it's Chica, and I'm so happy that you chose to spend some time with me today. No matter where you are or where you're going, thanks for letting me share a little bit of weirdness with you.
It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica in the morning on K94.5.
I love the fact that a Girl Scout troop near Nashville raised all this money selling cookies this year, right? We've all been, I think, invested in the cookie game. They used the cookie money to help people find their lost pets. They installed a microchip scanner at their local library and nearby animal shelter. So now anybody who finds a lost dog or cat can bring them in, scan them. And I'm sitting here going, you're telling me if I would have bought more cookies, I would have been a part of this? I just had to buy cookies, what, in Nashville? This is our reminder. Always say yes. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts trying to sell you popcorn cookies, say yes. It's for a great cause, okay? We're eating all the goodness. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica. I'm loving this. A 50-year-old wildlife photographer named Simon Dell lives in the UK. And he's been in the news for the tiny village for mice he's been building. So apparently he was feeling depressed a while back. So he started working on a hobbit-style village for them. You can check out his videos on YouTube, right? He just added a pub, a bookshop, some tiny hobbit homes, and your girl is obsessed with these tiny little hobbit house. The hobbit house mouse is what he calls it. That's what I've been following on YouTube. I don't know why, it just... K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica, and it doesn't matter if you're a morning person or a night person. Mornings are just more stressful than evenings, all right? And a new survey says that the most stressful time of the day is 8:15 in the morning. Okay, obviously that's why I'm here, to help you through it. Think about it. It makes sense. 8:15 a.m. It usually involves some combination of getting ready in the morning, helping others get ready, preparing and eating breakfast, commuting, helping others to get to work or school. Generally, we're all operating before caffeine kicks in, right? We can't all get together at like 5, 6 a.m. with our besties, have a little cup of coffee, be like, ooh, yeah, let's just get our day started. Not all of us can do that. So on top of the usual running around, mornings are also more likely to bring unexpected challenges. The average person estimates that they lose 20 minutes and 28 seconds on average to morning chaos that's mostly out of their control. Five things that it can help you make your mornings go smoother. And I say five things, I will try to do these as well, all right? Your girl ain't perfect. Limit technology in the morning. So it's better to keep mornings free from the distractions of TV, tablets, whatever. Everybody should focus on getting ready instead of being sidetracked. And number four, delegate responsibilities. Assign age-appropriate tasks to your children. That teaches them responsibility and also it lightens your load. Number three, get up before your kids. If possible, wake up at least 30 minutes before the kids so you have time to get yourself ready. And basically, you set the pace, right? You set the pace, you set the peace. Number two, establish and stick to a routine. The more you're able to turn your mornings into repeatable mental checklists, right, the easier it's going to be to keep things moving and avoid forgetting things or thinking that you forgot something. That's the worst. And experts are saying number one thing you should always do is prepare the night before. Lay out clothes, pack school bags, prepare lunches, set a breakfast plan the night before. You may even consider showering in the evening. I'm just saying. Those are five things. I got nothing for you. Let's try to just survive this morning, okay? One morning at a time, one day at a time, we got this.
Are you ready for this?
K94.5. Here are three things you need to know before you go.
One.
Drip Donuts has officially broken their silence. It's official. Our hearts are broken. Drip Donut fans, we've all been closely monitoring Drip's Facebook page several months since we've been able to enjoy a sourdough donut. But they said, we want to officially announce that the Drip Donuts downtown location is permanently closed. We were forced to shut our doors just one day shy of our first anniversary. Obviously, there's been a lot of drama surrounding what really happened. Why did they have to close their doors? A lot of finger pointing. You could read the story now inside your free K94.5 app.
Two.
So, unfortunately, I've been keeping up with this story because we all remember the whole crazy Alec Baldwin, you know, going on trial because he shot and killed somebody. Remember that? Well, Rust, the Rust armor, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, she was sentenced to 18 months in prison for the death of cinematographer Haliana Hutchins. Alec Baldwin does go on trial in July. So now we got to sit back and see what happens. This is one of the craziest stories in Hollywood ever.
Three.
The owners of O.J. Simpson's white Bronco are looking to sell, and they want at least $1.5 million. It's the 30th anniversary of the Bronco chase. There's been a renewed interest since O.J.'s death, but still. O.J.'s Bronco, what in the world? $1.5 million? Come on.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Find out more in the free...
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica, and I had the privilege of doing a pep rally at Kingston Elementary. And it was third and fourth graders. I have this big rally right before LEAP testing. And we started talking about, you know, I'm asked to MC and host. And you know how hard it is to keep the attention of a bunch of third and fourth graders? I don't even know how many kids, but they filled up a gymnasium. And I'm sitting there telling them, all right, guys, here's what we're going to do to test better. Obviously, we know that sleeping and eating super important, making sure that these kids are, you know, doing the best that they can be. So I decide I'm going to point at each kid individually, like just several kids, and be like, hey, what's one thing you're going to do for you to make sure that you know, you come to school? And so this is after I hype them up. We're going to eat well. We're going to eat breakfast. We're not going to skip breakfast. We're going to go to bed early. I point to this little girl and I go, what are you going to do? You know, before her, everybody's like, I'm going to go to sleep early. I'm going to eat breakfast. And she goes, I am going to stay up all night. I did not know what to say. I just looked at her and in my mind, I thought, this is my child. Point is, I got Rickrolled by a little third grader. And all I could think about after that was, baby girl, you enjoy not sleeping right now, but as an adult, adult you will not like you. Because according to a new Gallup poll, most of us aren't getting as much sleep as we'd like. And that's the first time that it's been the case since they started doing it in 2001. 57% of Americans said that they'd feel better if they got more shut-eye. 42% said that they get as much sleep as they need. Women are even more underslept. Only 36% said that they're getting enough sleep compared to 48% of men. So here's the scary part. There's a direct correlation between scrolling and basically being dependent on our phones, right? So these people that are like, hey, I don't sleep with my phone in my room, they're actually onto something. They're sleeping way better than we are. And I'm over here like, dang, how do you fall asleep though? I scroll the ticky-talkies up until I pass out. So, I mean, I guess I am like that little girl staying up all night, but not on purpose, not because I want to. Wake up feeling like
things that I've got.
All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. It's time for group therapy with Chica on K94.5.
Okay, Devin, what's going on in your world?
Hey, so I'm hoping you guys can help me out here because I went on a date with this girl, and we've been talking for about a month. So we met online. We were chatting, you know, for a month. We never met in person, you know, and finally got our dates together. And, you know, we went out, we met, and, you know, everything was okay. And then all of a sudden, like, she just completely switched. Like, she just completely turned off, completely different person. Like, it was... it was, like I said, it was completely different. It was weird. It was strange. And I don't know what happened because, like I said, up until that point, everything was really good.
What do you mean? Like her personality didn't match?
Yeah. Like it just like who she was. She was very bubbly and kind and, you know, and talkative, you know, and then it just turned. Like it just completely, like, you know, the conversations ended, any questions or anything like that, they're kind of like one word answers. Like, so it was just completely different from the person I had come, like, accustomed to talking to over the past month. Yeah, I don't know if anyone's ever been in this position before. I don't know what to do.
Got some advice? Message Chica with the free K94.5 app. Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. It's time for group therapy with Chica on K94.5.
All right, Mr. Trenton and Bossier, what's your advice here?
Actually, it's the same situation. Happened to me a while back. I was trying to hook up with somebody, and she sent me a message, told me in no uncertain terms that, like, if we wanted to proceed with this, that I had to fix my teeth.
Basically. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, making comments about bad dental hygiene or whatever, and it tore me up, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would break my heart.
Yeah, well, it was tough to hear, but so okay. But I went and I got them fixed, and you know, I'm happier for it. But it's just hearing it at that time. I mean, sometimes people just got to say it and get it out there. But in my case, you know, it worked out for the better. So.
And now you got a beautiful smile.
Exactly, yes.
All right, Big Sis Val, what's your advice here?
Girl, you know, I've been ghosted before, but people just ghost you sometimes. And it is not worth your time to try to figure out why they did it. Just be glad, because if that person, just be glad. You don't need closure. In retrospect, I'm glad for the people that did, because they weren't supposed to be in my life. So I don't look for closure anymore. I'm like, okay, well, fine. Let me go on and live my life. Live your life.
Okay, ye that shall not be named, you claim that you're the girl he's talking about. What's going on, sister?
Yep. So I need to set some things straight.
Okay.
This guy totally lied about who he is and, like, what he looks like. And
hold on. What do you mean?
So on his profile, he's got pictures of himself that are, like, I don't know, at least 5 or 6 years old. He's wearing hats and everything. He didn't mention that he's balding. And when he showed up for our date, there's nothing wrong with being a larger person, but he was easily 100 pounds heavier than in all of his photos. And, like, even when we, like, FaceTimed, like, I just couldn't tell. There were just... He just was lying about himself the whole time. And he's just got some nerve to say that, you know, he doesn't know why I've ghosted him. Yeah, the next time he wants to call a radio station and talk about how he's been ghosted and he doesn't understand why dating isn't working out, maybe he should not leave out the part where he is just straight up catfishing women and, like, lying about himself.
Got some advice? Message Chica with the free K94.5 app. Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
Richard DeWedding at the Weather Channel.
All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. It's time for group therapy with Chica on K94.5.
So, Devin, I mean, it was, woo. We had a bombshell phone call. We've had a lot of advice. I mean, what do you think you're going to do now?
Well, look, first of all, like, I don't know that was her, but, like, if it was, like, I'll say this. Like, look, like I've gained some weight, sure. Like, but I'm actively going to the gym. 100 pounds is drastic. Like, that's not accurate at all. And, like, the comment about me balding, it's like, okay, like, I am, like, I have a receding hairline, but I've had a receding hairline since high school. Like, it's genetic. Like, it is what it is.
Okay.
Like, so.
So you claim her saying that you catfished her. Is there any truth to that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Like it was never a catfish. Never, ever. Like, first of all, like, these were pictures of me. It wasn't pictures of someone else or even somebody that looked like me. These were me.
Okay,
so,
but you do understand, though, just a heads up, you do understand that if there's a big drastic change on your appearance, right? Like, you know, in her mind, it's 100 pounds. You're saying it was what? You know, there's a 50-pound difference, maybe?
Sure.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So to her, that's a form of catfishing, right? It's kind of like if I were to take these pictures on these angles where I look like I'm a size 12 and we know your girl ain't close. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I guess, but, like, at the same time, like no attempt, never did it cross my mind that these didn't look like me to her. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like, you know, if this is who I think it is, like, I'm going to text them and find out for sure if it was them. But, like, I will say this, too. Like, if that's what it is, then that's what it is. And if you're no longer interested, then you're no longer interested. But be upfront about it. Like, you don't need to go and do that and do, like, a whole embarrassment thing.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, giving you the chance to win $30,000. I need you to listen every weekday, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m. Each hour, we're going to give you a new code. And when you enter it that day inside your free K94.5 app, you're going to get another shot at winning $30,000. It's brought to you by POE Federal Credit Union, growing, changing, uniquely available. What I need you to know right now, truly, truly, is that if you could use an extra 30 grand, this is for you. If 30 grand won't change your life, then this is not for you. But if you think that $30,000 is a life-changing gift, which it, for me it is, if you got it like that and it's not for you, baby, that's all you. I need you to download the free K94.5 app. I already gave a code out at 8 o'clock. I got another one coming at you at 9, okay? So make sure you keep it with me here. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica, and it doesn't matter if you're a morning person or a night person. Mornings are just more stressful than evenings, all right? And a new survey says that the most stressful time of the day is 8:15 in the morning. Okay, obviously that's why I'm here to help you through it. Think about it. It makes sense. 8:15 a.m. It usually involves some combination of getting ready in the morning, helping others get ready, preparing and eating breakfast, commuting, helping others to get to work or school. Generally, we're all operating before caffeine kicks in, right? We can't all get together at like 5, 6 a.m. with our besties, have a little cup of coffee, be like, ooh, yeah, let's just get our day started. Not all of us can do that. So on top of the usual running around, mornings are also more likely to bring unexpected challenges. The average person estimates that they lose 20 minutes and 28 seconds on average to morning chaos that's mostly out of their control. Five things that it can help you make your mornings go smoother. And I say five things, I will try to do these as well, all right? Your girl ain't perfect. Limit technology in the morning. So it's better to keep mornings free from the distractions of TV, tablets, whatever. Everybody should focus on getting ready instead of being sidetracked. And number four, delegate responsibilities. Assign age-appropriate tasks to your children. That teaches them responsibility and also it lightens your load. Number three, get up before your kids. If possible, wake up at least 30 minutes before the kids so you have time to get yourself ready. And basically, you set the pace, right? You set the pace, you set the piece. Number two, establish and stick to a routine. The more you're able to turn your mornings into repeatable mental checklists, right, the easier it's going to be to keep things moving and avoid forgetting things or thinking that you forgot something. That's the worst. And experts are saying number one thing you should always do is prepare the night before. Lay out clothes, pack school bags, prepare lunches, set a breakfast plan the night before. You may even consider showering in the evening. I'm just saying. Those are five things. I got nothing for you. Let's try to just survive this morning, okay? One morning at a time, one day at a time. We got this one.